From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. North Korea has fired 7 ballistic missiles into the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan today, a move seen as defying both the UN Security Council and the United States on this Independence Day. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau has more.
The missiles fired into the East Sea were of a different type than the short-range missiles that were fired 3 days ago. Expanded sanctions imposed on North Korea after its second nuclear test in May prohibit the North from firing ballistic missiles. 3 years ago, also on July 4th, North Korea fired a barrage of missiles, including a long-range missile that broke apart less than a minute after liftoff. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The Organization of American States has been meeting in Washington today to consider suspending Honduras over last weekend's coup that ousted the country's elected president, Manuel Zelaya. But Honduras's post-coup government tried to beat the OAS to the punch by withdrawing from the group. A top OAS official, though, says the current regime in Honduras is not recognized as legitimate, so does not have the power to withdraw. Taliban militants fired mortars and rockets at U.S. base in eastern Afghanistan today, killing 2 American troops there and wounding several others during a fierce battle. A suicide bomber also drove a truck loaded with explosives toward the gate of the base, but the vehicle blew up when it was hit by U.S. weapons fire. One of the top U.S. commanders in Afghanistan, Major General Richard Formica, says the troops there are thinking of their loved ones at home today.
We miss them and we love them. And we celebrate with them from a distance today. We are mindful of their many sacrifices at home while we're here serving.
In Iraq today, Vice President Biden presided over a naturalization ceremony for more than 200 American troops who became U.S. citizens. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Biden also spent time with his son and other U.S. troops in Iraq.
The vice president spent part of the 4th of July with soldiers from his home state of Delaware. He thanked them for their service and stressed that the Obama administration is committed to bringing all American soldiers home from Iraq by the end of 2011. Biden called it a sacred obligation to take care of soldiers once they arrive back in the States. President Obama has designated Biden as his new point man on Iraq policy, a move that came immediately after the U.S. withdrew combat troops from Iraq's city centers in accordance with a security agreement. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
A truckload of fireworks exploded this morning on Ocracoke Island in North Carolina. One worker was killed, 4 others injured. Mike Leombrono is Ocracoke's dockmaster.
I felt it. I was not at the marina at the time. I was a few hundred yards away, and I felt the trembling, or heard the explosion, saw the mushroom cloud, and it rattled all the windows on the cottages and houses.
The island is not accessible by land, so helicopters airlifted the injured to hospitals. This is NPR. 33 pounds of heroin have been seized during a drug bust in the Bronx in New York, and a dozen people have been arrested. The operation was carried out by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and local and state authorities. Conservatives have been holding tea parties around the country to celebrate the 4th of July today and to send a message to the Democrats in Congress and the White House. NPR's Wade Goodwin went to a tea party in Rockwall, just outside Dallas.
About 400 people attended in the historic town square in Rockwall, Texas, east of Dallas. Their congressman, Democrat-turned-Republican Ralph Hall, spoke to the assembled, but his message was for his colleagues in Washington, D.C.
Good to be here, and if we don't learn anything else, I think those derelict congressmen ought to learn that if they don't listen to you, the same people that put them in there can vote them back to private life.
Another tea party at the South Fork Ranch, where the TV series Dallas was filmed, drew thousands of patriotic, if dismayed, conservatives of all stripes. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
The sound of 4th of July celebrations today in Washington State in the town of Johnson. Musicians using antique instruments are entertaining a holiday crowd there. The crowd is already gathering on the National Mall in Washington for this evening's fireworks display. About 1,200 military families will have prime seats. They'll be watching from the South Lawn of the White House, where President and Mrs. Obama are hosting them at a barbecue supper. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.